To remember our sister church in Bersaid, we will read today's scripture in both Arabic and English. The scripture is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. Hear the word of the Lord.
أشكر إلهي عند كل ذكري إياكم دائما في كل أدعيتي مقدما الطلب لأجلي جميعكم بفرح لسبب مشاركتكم في الإنجيل من أول يوم إلى الآن واثقا بهذا عينه أن الذي ابتدأ فيكم عملا صالحا يكمل إلى يوم يسوع المسيح.
I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, greetings from Jerusalem and wishes of peace to you all. It's a special blessing to be with you on this day. I praise the Lord and thank you for offering me this great chance to pray with you and share with you part of my faith experience on behalf of our community in Bersaid on this special Mission Sunday. As you know, I came to be with you from Bersaid, a small, faraway, rather insignificant town which has more olive trees than humans. I have come representing your sister congregation, Our Lady Queen of Peace Church, whose members feel honored and blessed to have a strong, constructive, and spiritual relationship. I came here to National Presbyterian Church to be a very simple symbol that we are together in faith and in the mission of Jesus Christ. I carry in my heart from our smaller Christian community, from the Mother Church, our hopes, expectations, energy, dreams, thoughts, dialects, weakness, and even our sin, to assure you that we want to be in partnership with you and to be a living Christian community. Our churches are united in our roots, and while we suffer in these present times, we look forward to a fruitful and peaceful future. It was hard to know exactly what to share with you this morning, and I'm now reading from my 10th draft. I prayed to the Lord for direction, and I guess this is what the Holy Spirit decided. Because I'm, after all, a Catholic priest, and I wanted to be sure not to give you any reason to protest. So I will share with you some of what I have in my heart and in mind, and what is in the hearts and minds of our brothers and sisters in Christ in Bersaid. It is not by coincidence that we exist as a Christian people in the Holy Land. We are a major part of its identity, and it is a major part of our identity. We play an essential role in salvation history, in the geography of salvation. In the Universal Church, we, the Palestinian Christians, are unique due to our centuries of history and attachment to the land of Jesus Christ's birth, death, and resurrection. Some of us can trace our family lineage to the early days of the Church. We are the direct descendants of those who first followed Jesus. In these hard times of conflict we face, our political circumstances become daily theological and spiritual questions. a daily challenge to wrestle with difficult questions and to live what we believe. We ask ourselves, why? Why must we bear witness to so much pain, subjugation, oppression, and bloodshed? What does it mean that the land has become more important than human life, and sometimes even more important than God? Why does God allow violence and injustice to persist? What does it all mean? These theological questions have their answers in the scriptures we read daily. Scriptures that are full of psalms of anguish and longing. These questions also have answers in us as a Christian community, since Christ lives within our hearts and minds and homes, even we live our daily tragedies. So, on the one hand, we read and meditate on the Bible daily, and on the other hand, we face our tragic circumstances, wondering when a father like Sammy, who has 5 mouths to feed, will find a job after months and months of unemployment. Sometimes we find ourselves wondering with Sammy if he can really trust divine providence to provide a decent life for him and his family. And we watch with anguish as a mother named Aida suffers from great fear that one day her children won't come home back. And we watch our young people, the future generation, who after more than 24 months of geographic siege are beginning to suffer from a psychological and spiritual siege that makes them too scared to have dreams, ambitions, and aspirations, lest those dreams become trumpets. Each day we pray, and each day we add more names to our list of unemployed, prisoners, injured, and dead. And we find a greater depth of unsettled hearts, real fear, disorientation, and the sadness of heart and mind among the children at the parish school. It is not easy. It is not easy to live the virtue of hope while there is sadness and desperation in our hearts. It is not easy to love your enemy when they stand in front of our homes and in our streets with mutual fear. But we do believe in the love of Christ and in His justice. Therefore, the divine light still burns in our hearts, and the Holy Land the Christians endure. We do hope, and we say with the psalmist, "Rise up, O God, raise your hand. Do not forget the afflicted. In your saving justice, lead me, lead us." It's you and none other who make Christ secure. With this faith, we look to the tragedy of the people of our land, and we look at it as a holy land, land full of the memory of God's history with the humankind, beginning with Abraham, the father of our faith, all of us, Jews, Muslims, and Christians. We are a minority who are trying hard to keep our authenticity to Christ, thanks to our grandfathers and grandmothers who were listening carefully to Jesus. We belong to our Arab culture and society, and at that same time, we belong to Christ and live to proclaim the good news of the gospel. We also are a suffering church and a community familiar with Golgotha. Hence, our mission and vocation is to stand between the voice of God and the screams of wounded souls. Through our pain and our suffering, we want to create and live a faith experience that congregates and does not separate, equates and does not discriminate, liberates and does not chain or restrain, contains and does not exclude. Our mission is as great as our Savior Jesus Christ, but we can't do it by ourselves. We need you. We need you to stand beside us and to pray for us, to encourage and to be encouraged by us. The Mother Church needs her children to come back to her, especially in the bad times. When a mother's heart grieves, she needs you to remember her and to know her and to be committed to her in order to help her. I invite you all to discover our rich experience of carrying the faith among the nations through 2,000 years and proclaiming the good news in a region where the people are tired of bad news. Please, pray to God and to our Lord Jesus Christ to bring a just peace to the Holy Land. Every prayer is heard. Pray for the leaders from both sides of the conflict to discover true peace, love, and the beauty of reconciliation. And in these days, as we look forward to Easter, the resurrection feast, we stand up to listen to the sound of hope and life. We know that suffering and death are not the end of the story. Brothers and sisters, we have a message of hope and life. We lift up our faces, carrying our injuries and weakness, and proclaim our longing for life, because we are the children of the giver of life, the children of Christ. Thank you, and know that I thank my God every time I remember you. God bless you.